Yeah,
That is
it wouldn't
crazy.
be one of our lives if we didn't start the live ending a personal conversation about something that has nothing to do with this.
For the real.
Of course. Because
Go for
it's not
those.
like we just come on and start talking. We talk
Yeah.
like constantly, which is
Constantly.
actually kind of funny.
Oh, it's not a day if we don't have a conversation.
Right,
Oof.
so I guess we'll wait for a few peeps to come in
For the
and
Bye.
stuff. And for those of you just coming in, if you didn't
We're
notice it
rewatching.
last time, look at Hestia's new scanned me image where you can just
Scan me.
scan and get all her info. How cool is that? She's so 21st century. I don't know.
Oh. Oh. She's making it so easy for you all to find her.
She's like a billboard.
I try to be.
You
I'm
try
having
to be.
a. Oh,
That's a
wow, there
weird
are people here
aspiration.
already.
Yeah, we
We're
are. Try
sitting
to be
here
a
talking like
billboard.
there's nobody here, and there are fully people here in the chat already. Like,
Hi,
Hi,
everybody. Hi.
I would lie and say we'll get it together one day, but we're like years in. This is who we are.
We're like almost
It
what, 4 years in, and we're already
This
like,
is as together as it gets. This is
Yeah.
together. This is it.
This is peak bitchy witchy. Right?
Listen, if you go back and watch like our first couple of years, you won't see fancy pictures on Hestia's. You won't see the routine backdrops for Mountain Gypsy and Bella Luna. We just plopped ourselves wherever. Sometimes you'll see my bedroom, sometimes you'd see my kitchen. So I would say, yeah, we have progressed. We sit still now.
Yeah, exactly. You know what time of year it is for me because I'll be outside in the warm season and I'll be in front of the fireplace in the cold season.
Because it's true.
So there you go on that.
So,
I
as
look the
people
same year
are,
round.
no, you don't. You changed it up. You can. You're
Sometimes
now
I'm a
scan.
moon, sometimes I'm a
You are now
galaxy.
scannable. You are scannable now.
Also, hi everybody, Tammy, Jury, Clyde. Hello. And Jury says, been waiting all day for this podcast. Oh, I feel so loved.
Naive.
I feel loved. Thank you. There's a decent amount of people in here. Hi, people.
So,
Anywho,
you want me to start with just the housekeeping stuff?
can do part of it.
Go for it.
So if you're here and you haven't already, give us a thumbs up. If you're not already subscribed, subscribe. I also have to heavily suggest you follow us on Patreon. That does not mean you have to pay. We post a lot of our updates there. Well, all of our updates. I usually post our season outline if we have one. And we do have paid content too, but we also will have free content as well, like printables and blogs and stuff. So it's not all paid content, but that is the best place to keep up with us and know what's going on with the
But
podcast.
if you do pay and subscribe, though, we do work hard to give you unique information that you will not see us do on our channel, on the free side of Patreon, even on our website, anywhere.
Yeah. We have quite
We
a few awesome
do make
ebooks.
things exclusive just for Patreon members.
Yes. Yeah,
Make you
we
feel kind of special.
do. Yeah. Some good stuff up there. And to
And
come.
then, in between our podcast episodes, we do drop videos. We have been naughty little girls and probably have not been as consistent. And once again, my apologies. We're trying to remedy that.
You're good. We
But
only missed 1 week, just this
yep,
week.
there you go. Yeah, we do have Mountain Gypsy and Hestia that do lives in the midst of the week as well. They already told me, gave me a little insight in some of the things that they're going to be doing lives on this next week or two. So, and I think you guys are going to like it and find it very interesting.
Yeah, I hope so.
So shall we go ahead and get started into what we're going to talk about today?
I think so.
So today.
Because we're going to channel old school bitchy witchies with this one.
Okay, so today we're talking about all the buzz apparently that's going on about spiritual warfare. So I think it was Miss Mountain Gypsy that brought it up in one of our chats one time about seeing a few known people, known personalities that were making Twitter posts or something about converting or doing this or that because they quote unquote want to be on the right side of the spiritual war. And I thought, we got to talk about this shit.
Yeah.
We cannot not talk about this shit.
Like, well, Hefty and I kind of touched on it. Like, we kind of said a little bit, very little about it on one of our morning shows that we did a couple months ago. But I don't know what it was, like, in the springtime, but, like, a couple of my favorite, like, artists and stuff like that, like, I'm sure everybody knows who she is. And I mean, she is a kind of problematic person, but I was very into her artwork, you know, Kat Von D. And she had posted like this whole desk full of all of her occult books, her tarot cards, all of that, saying that she needed it out of her house because she was trying to get on the right side of the spiritual war that was coming. And I was like, wait, girl. If you're going to get rid of all of that shit in your house, that means you need to redecorate completely because your aesthetic is still part of that.
Your entire house is that. Yeah.
Your look, your, you know, your style, your wardrobe, your artwork, all of that. And that just doesn't mean get rid of the books and start going to church and stuff. That means if you're going to be on the right side and don't want anybody to even think you're part of the wrong side, you just need to clear your whole aesthetic. And it kind of irritated me because, like, a few days later, I saw a few other celebrities doing the same thing and saying the same thing. So it really, really was like, what is this spiritual warfare and what's the right side and the wrong side?
Here's the funny thing is that, you know, I have heard the term spiritual warfare come out of evangelicals' mouths for years. And they were the only ones that were in this war by themselves. They felt like they were in the war. I'm like, did you invite the other people? Because I don't know if anybody else knows that they're supposed to be in a war with you. But I think as people... And again, going back to famous people personalities, they've been coming out and being more open about their beliefs. Some of them, their practices, some of them getting interested in the occult. You know, we have our own opinions about that, but that's neither here nor there. But the point being is that, you know, that it's now they are bringing up those people. Now the evangelicals now have names that they are saying. They have groups that they are naming. You know, now it's becoming, at first it was spiritual warfare against Satan. And okay, well, you're always thinking that you have a spiritual warfare against Satan. You know, we get that. And so we didn't really think twice about that or look twice. But they're honing in on who exactly is that other group that they are in war with because of social media and because of just the way that we are in the 21st century. You know, we all put ourselves out there much more than we used to, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And so now, and then I think like some of those people are truly starting to get scared. And because we don't know. I mean, let's face it, you know, I'm not here to judge Kat Von D. Who knows maybe she has gotten, you know, nasty grams, death threats even. I mean, the world is weird today. People get death threats for much less.
I think it's funny because she, you know, everybody knows where she started off on, what is it, Miami Ink. And people were threatening her because she was a female artist, tattoo artist. And, you know, female tattoo artists were just being recognized like that back then. And I'm like, okay, you used to have to deal with that. And it didn't bother you then. And then, like, not knocking people who get sober and stuff, but, like, she got sober and all of a sudden went down this weird ass rabbit hole. Like, I get clarity, but some of the stuff that she started talking about and doing when she got sober and stuff is something I could see someone who was not sober doing. Not, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, wow. But it's not just her. It's just so many other people that are like, all of a sudden, well, I mean, like, my son and his conspiracy, he's like, all the famous people have the buzz of what's going to happen first, especially if they're in the, what is it? The baby blood drinking cult. I was like, okay, but yeah, dude, like her behavior got really weird when she got sober. I mean, good for her for being sober, but like, maybe she should.
That bitch, she's hella racist. Ain't no good for her.
Well, like, she's a whole lot of problematic, but
and it wasn't, but it wasn't just her is the thing. And yeah, the thing is, you know, that's the sad part though, is that the fear is palpable now, and that's kind of sad. And at the same time. You still have a group of people that seem to have their heads in the sand. I'm not saying that we all need to be fearful for our lives, but, you know, on social media, I see people say constantly something to the effect of, well, you know, that's your war, not mine. I don't have a problem with you. You know what? War is war. Take the word spiritual out. War is war. If you find yourself in the middle of the war and you try to say, yeah, I'm not your enemy. That's me. I'm just here visiting. You think that's going to matter? War is war. So you may not have anything against them, but you have to take this more seriously, you know,
especially
that's
because
wonderful
it's
that you're loving
it's
life,
on a grand scale.
It is on
a
grand
scale. See, like, I'm doing a lot of research into Santa Muerte right now. And the Catholic Church actively advocates against her and her followers, that they're all evil cartel member murderers, drug dealers. And this is what the Pope is telling people. A lot of Catholics take his word as fucking gospel, literally. So when he's telling you these people are infiltrating your religion and they're the enemy, they take that shit as gospel. They really hear that and they're like, okay, we have to fight against this.
I guess they need to go, he needs to go talk to half the people in the city.
I tell you though, you know, I think it's scarier than the Pope though. Are those television evangelicals, the ones that have these mega churches? They have literally millions upon millions. Yeah, Greg Locke, who will, and he says the same thing. You know, don't kid yourself.
Well,
they're here sitting next to you. They're working.
Well,
with
actually,
you.
I have to disagree. I actually think that the Pope is more problematic because it has led to militarization against Santa Muerte followers, including having tanks and stuff run over their shrines and their churches and
so
attack
you're right,
their people.
You're right. And let me clarify then. I think it's mostly here in the U.S. is where I think it is more dangerous. Because
here in the United States, it's definitely the evangelicals. They are fucking problematic on so many levels. And it's not just against witchcraft. Hella minority communities have to deal with the backlash from those people. but in a lot of other countries, it's the Catholics.
I think another thing that's irritating with this whole spiritual thing, like warfare, is it's coming into the schools. I mean, my kids do not go to public schools. They are homeschooled for reasons, and it's infiltrating schools. And that, as a parent, really irritates me because it's like, well, like I was just watching something earlier on TikTok, and it was talking about, you know, there's a place in Texas that they want to have a priest or a pastor come in and go through all the libraries with a fine-tooth comb and get rid of books and go over every classroom curriculum for every teacher to make sure it's all following God's lines. It's like school, public school is not for that. If you want your kids to learn that, put them in.
It was never supposed to be for that.
No, and before we go too far off of what Brandy's saying right now, keep in mind, there was a while back, I recommended a book called The Darkening Age. I can't remember the author's name now, but let me just tell you, I don't care how this sounds. This is exactly why I don't like organized religion or the people that fucking play into it, because Christianity from its very inception was spread by violence, burning books, getting rid of education. They play on the stupid. I don't really care how you take that at this point, because it's the fucking playbook since Alexandria. Do the research, look it up, read about it. The very inception, they attacked the people who were tolerant of them. They were around the Greeks and the Romans who were just like, oh, that's a weird little cult of Christians, whatever, let them do them, because they didn't give a fuck what you were doing. But since that's what that religion does, is you're gonna follow
me. Have to clarify there. So yes and no. I want to say that at the inception, there were Christian groups that were also attacked, but here's here's the thing though, is I feel like they took that and said kind of what I hear people say today, well, they're attacking us, why can't we attack them? It's like, you know, I hate to be so blasé, you know, saying two wrongs don't make a right, but you know, it's like,
but they also took they take criticism as an attack.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was the problem then too.
They take people who are educated, like just schooling them on their history and stuff as an attack. You know, because they so blindly
they took a Starbucks cup as an attack. So I don't really care about how you feel about being attacked.
Yeah.
I hope you feel attacked because you're petty as shit.
Exactly, dude. Or if you sit
there. And the thing is, these are the people that have literally never been attacked in their fucking life. You've never been slapped or punched or anything. Like, you don't even know what it's like to truly be attacked just because somebody criticizes what you believe in. Do you know what it's like to be a witch? People criticize everything you believe in. Everything. Astrology. Oh, that's bullshit. Witchcraft in and of itself. Oh, that's bullshit. They, you know, like, we have to deal with that all the time. Far much, far worse than you do.
Mm-hmm. Make believe. That's role play.
This ain't Harry Potter.
Right.
Which we know.
I always got
that. We're the ones trying to tell you that.
You took the craft too seriously. It's just a movie. Okay. Whatever.
It's just for fun, right?
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Just experimenting. Gonna be a witch for a week.
Oh god.
My week is a witch.
Oh, dude, yeah, and I mean,
my bad, went off on a little bit of a tangent there, but
you cool, wouldn't be a day like without
like I said, we're channeling season one bitchy witches.
Yeah, dude, but like as a parent, like, you know, we were gonna give my son the option to go to actual high school, but like the more I got closer to it, and I was like, no, I don't want this, because I live in the Bible Belt. I do. And when, even though I live in a very quiet, like nobody forces their stuff too much on other people, it's starting to get real bad just in this last year. Like, we had our whole entire school board of our school district scrapped before the beginning of the school year because parents were not happy about them, you know, letting kids be themselves in high school, you know, letting them read whatever. The parents had this whole freaking district meeting And it turned into a brawl. Like, the cops had to come and arrest people because parents got mad that God wasn't being incorporated into the school. It's like, when we were kids, none of us had to deal with that unless we went to private school. You know?
Actually, it was the opposite. When I was a kid, it would be wrong. Somebody would get in trouble if they tried to incorporate God or Catholicism or Christianity, because that is not where it's supposed to be. You know, this is for everybody. We're not here for you to push one belief over another.
No, like, even when they added under God to the Pledge of Allegiance
back in the day,
a lot of people were really tripping on that, because, you know, kids were saying that in school, and they were like, I remember numerous children that I went to school with, they didn't even say the pledge because their religion didn't allow for it, because they didn't believe in that God. And that created a bigger issue in the classroom. See, and this is exactly why religion has its place. And that's in your home where you believe that crap.
And that's exactly why religion doesn't have its place in places like schools.
Exactly.
It's not supposed to be anywhere. It's not supposed to be anywhere near politics or education.
Exactly.
Also, something I don't think a lot of people know, it's actually illegal on the books to teach somebody under the age of 18 religion. It's religious indoctrination. And if somebody really wanted to be petty and go that way, you could go to jail for it. It's not just like a finable crime. Like, it's a you're going to jail crime.
Actually, in the U.S., I believe it's under 13. In Europe, it's under 16.
I think it's 18 here.
Yeah, I can't remember.
There is. It's not just here, though. There are laws, pretty much
around the world,
in almost all the
And it's on the basis of they're not old enough. Their brain isn't formed enough to make informed decisions for themselves. And you're basically.
But here's the scary thing. The scary thing is that there's a lot of lobbyists right now that are challenging that and trying to get those laws changed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, or saying that those laws are being misinterpreted and blah, 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 you know.
Well, it's like some of the schools now, you know how we have all our little after school clubs. Some of the schools are having Bible study clubs, and the schools are allowing that. And I read on one of my mom blogs, there's a mom who is challenging that, if she's like, because I guess her family is part of the Satanic Church and stuff like that. And her daughter wanted to start one because apparently there's quite a few kids that their families belong to the Satanic Church. And she wanted to start a club. If they could have a Bible study club, why couldn't she have a Satanic club? And the school tried to start fighting the mom on that. And the mom, she actually won, because you can't discriminate between the religions. If a Christian can have a Christian group at school, then the Satanist should be able to have a group.
I love that.
Yeah, I was like, you go, mom. Because she was like, okay, if a Muslim child wanted to have a group for their beliefs, are you going to tell them no too? And they're like, I guess the school board was like, well, yeah, because that's an extremist religion. And she's like, no.
No, no. What you're doing is an extremist religion.
Yeah, so mom there over there, she challenged it. So now if a child of a different religion other than Christianity wants to do a group at school, they can in her district, because they can't discriminate for over one religion. I mean, I think it's dumb that you're having that kind of school club when you have those at church, because I mean, growing up Catholic, I had to go to catechism every Sunday after church. But that's because my parents told my, you know, my family made me do that. And I did it willingly to make my grandmother happy. But it belonged there at church, not in my public school.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I have two possible answers to, but I want to get your guys' thoughts too. So what do you think is the reason people are feeling threatened by needing to attack and go against what we do, who we are? I have read two arguments, one being that obviously religion is used to control the masses and they're going to feel like they can't control this group of people. And then I've also read that they are afraid of what this kind of power holds, because people do know that a lot of magical practice is rooted in religious and spiritual practices, and that they being higher up and knowing more because they can see more of the source material, maybe they're afraid of what these people are learning and sharing, and maybe they're afraid of those people's power or potential power. These are just things that I have read. I'm not saying where I lean. I guess if I had to lean, I would probably lean toward the first one, where it's just like they can't control you if you're not part of it.
See, I don't lean towards either. In fact, either, I think, gives the average human being way too much credit.
They're just hatred.
I truly believe, you know, that whole, oh, they can control you. I really, truly feel that 95%, and I think I'm being very generous, it's probably more like 98% of the people out there have no clue, nor do they care, nor do they know or even consider to begin how they want to control the masses. Okay, that's for the 1% or less who are out there.
Yeah.
That's one. Okay, so I think that, you know, those are fun conspiracy theories. But I think that it's much more basic and much more real than that. And I don't even think it's because that they think that, oh, people are going to be able to harness power that they shouldn't. Again, giving people way too much credit. I really, truly, in my heart, believe that people who are hard, poor Catholics and Christians feel that they have a mission, that they are on a mission, and that it's not just about saving their own souls, but saving others, and that they cannot, in good conscience, sit back and allow another person's soul to be destroyed. We can say and believe truly in our hearts that that's not going to happen, but those are very, very strong beliefs. You know, we can say the same thing if we see somebody being raped in front of us. No, we know that, you know, we're probably going to get hurt, but we can't just walk away. You know, that's the same kind of feeling that's in them. And that's a really hard thing to fight and to go up against. Because there's no argument. There is no argument where they're going to sit there and go, oh my gosh, you're right.
I think it would be hard to go up against them if you're trying to like convince them.
And trying to rationalize. See, there is no rationalization.
But the thing is, and this is something that if on the off chance, somebody who's opposed to us versus listening to us, because we know that Christians and stuff listen to different practitioners hopefully get insight. Yeah,
we've had multiple comments on some things coming from someone who was just trying to preach to us.
So this is something that keep in mind if you ever come across somebody like me, you need to keep in mind that not everybody is physically afraid of you. You can sit there and spout all you want, but once I feel like you are a physical threat to me, oh, honey, I hope you brought it. Because you got to understand that not everybody who is into witchcraft is a love and light, oh, turn the other cheek, I'm going to just walk away peacefully. No, I will throw hands with you, honey.
Yeah. See,
I will fight you, your mama, your granny, whoever you brought with you in your vehicle. You will all get beat the fuck up dealing with me, because like once you attack somebody, I now have a legal right to protect myself, and I'm going to use it to defend yourself to its full extent. Like I'm going to fuck you up. Like even if you just push me aggressively, I'm throwing hands. I don't push. I don't pull hair. I fight like a dude. So, be careful who you're attacking, because most of us who take it real, real serious, we're not love and light people. We're not. We're very much, I'll meet you where you're at.
Fuck around and find out.
And beat you with it and beat you there. So whatever, like, you know, just be careful. Like, if you want to have a verbal altercation, fine. There are going to be people who will sit there and argue with you. Just know that there are going to be people who will not, and who will not deal with you attacking them. So whatever moral high ground you think you're on, humble yourself, because isn't that supposed to be part of that too? Humble yourself. Be humble, bitch, because you will get humbled one day.
Yeah. I think, well, my point of view is I feel they fear the educated, because they're not only opposing those of us who aren't following their stuff, their belief system, they're also opposing people who are well educated and versed in the history of it, you know, because like I listen to and I read a lot of history stuff, and I've noticed on like a lot of the videos that I do watch, there's Christians in there yelling these weird comments at these historians and stuff, that they're spewing false information and stuff. So they fear people who are educated and well-versed in their own religious views, and they don't want to be opposed by someone, and they don't want people, you know, being educated. They want it, like you said earlier, they want people.
Honestly, I'll be honest, I have to disagree with that, because I don't think it's fear. Again, I see it's much more basic. I think that probably the least educated in the Catholic and Christian history are Christians and Catholics.
Yeah.
They don't know their own history.
No, they don't.
And when they literally take at face value what their church leaders say to them, that is truth to them. No, not only do they not know their history, they don't want to look at it.
No, and they get mad when someone, they get really upset when their people are discussing it. Because, like, on my, like, I follow a lot of historians on TikTok and stuff. And, like, because I love hearing that shit. Like, especially the people that run the museums in Europe and stuff. And they'll just talk about it and stuff. And there's always, always a mass of Catholics and Christians yelling at them that they shouldn't be spewing lies when it's there in their own history. And I'm like, why are you so mad that people are discussing your history that you personally should know?
Because they don't believe it, because their church leader doesn't teach them that and tells them that that is incorrect.
Because they're stupid. They don't believe it.
Or yeah, exactly. Or they claim honestly the same thing that we claim, which is, or I'll just speak for me, you know, you are misinterpreting the original words of the original documents. They will say the same thing. No, you're misinterpreting it. Well, I guess we're at an impasse then.
Yeah. And that's the thing that irritates me. And that's the thing that I bring up to people all the time when they ask me. I'm not going to say who, but I literally had somebody ask me, how could you, like, they could not comprehend how I am not of one of the three major religions. They just couldn't comprehend that because they grew up with it. And I simply, in that very moment, I was like, this is exactly why it is so critical to teach children how to think, not what to think, because then you get adults who, as soon as somebody with authority tells them something, they're going to run with that. They're not going to question it. They're not going to look into it. They're not going to read anything about it. And if they do read anything about it, it's fake fucking news and it's made up, and that's propaganda against what they believe. That's the devil. And it's just, wow. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's really a wow situation. And for people who were raised, I was raised by old school. I was raised by my grandparents and people in their age group. So I was taught how to think. They didn't teach it. They weren't going to be like, oh, pop your hand, that's hot. They were going to let you touch it. Like, I bet you don't do it again.
Exactly.
They wanted you to learn. They didn't want to tell you. They kept me safe. I'm not saying they were letting me stick my hand in fire, but they would like grab my hand before I touched it and be like, yeah, that's hot, ain't it? Like, exactly. You have to teach somebody how to think, or you're going to end up with somebody who is easily manipulated. And I mean, this isn't just on a religious scale, but definitely plays into it. But if, let's say you have a kid and you never let them think for themselves. You're just constantly, this is what is, this is what isn't, this is right, this is wrong, this is black, this is white.
Now, I mean, they you grow guys up. Help me with my kids. I mean, you see how I am. It's like, how about you go and figure how you think it rolls, you know? I mean, they've asked you guys questions because this is my tribe that helps me with my kids. And we're not going to sit there and tell them everything. We're going to make them think and make them work for it and make them learn it and research it, you know?
Well, even because
the best
was,
decision though, to make is an informed decision.
I'm going
to
forget it.
Sorry.
Go for it.
Sorry, go for it. I just wanted to make that statement.
Shit. What was I saying? Okay, so say you have this kid and you constantly teach them what to think, but not how to think. They're going to be in situations where they see somebody as an authority figure and they're going, or just a trusted figure. It doesn't always have to be authority. It's just somebody that they, okay, I'm supposed to trust this person. So that could be a relationship partner. Now, everything their partner says, I have seen numerous people, and unfortunately it is normally women that I see this happen to, and it makes me mad, but they will change their personality almost entirely with each man that they are with because they don't know how to know what they like. They don't know what they're into because they have to be told what we're doing. Like, we like football. You're going to watch football with me. We like this. You're going to do this with me. And you end up with somebody that's just easily controlled on every level. The teachers can manipulate them. It leads to children being hurt in the church. And you know, it's something that, this isn't speculation. This is something that we see on a regular basis. It's completely normal, as fucked up as it is, but it's completely normal. And it's a really disgusting normal.
It is. It's a word that somebody used the other day that I'm like, it describes it perfectly. It's mortifying.
It is. I mean, I know plenty of people who are like that. Like you said, and it's mostly a lot of women. I've seen several of my friends. They are a different person, different personality, different everything with each person they're with. And their schedules change all the time because it's what their partner wants. It's what they want. And that's just not how it should be. Like,
you know, there's this I don't know if you call it a phrase, a technique. It's critical thinking, okay? A skill. It's a skill to be able to critically think. It's something that was just kind of a mainstay of, you know, always discussed and taught about in school, at least when I was growing up, you know, well into college. And yeah, I no longer consider critical thinking a skill because at this rate, where we are today in 2023, it seems like there's a lot of people out there, and more in the younger generations especially, I hate to say, that don't know how to critically think. Critical thinking is no longer just a skill. At this point, it's an art now.
Yeah.
Because only a few really know how or care to know how or know what that means. You know, when somebody says statement A to you, you know, the critical thinking process takes that statement, thinks about, okay, what does that mean to me? How do I interpret that? Is that correct? Let me check some things. And you come to what I said earlier, an informed decision. People don't make informed decisions anymore.
No. I mean, that's the great example is, remember when we were kids and they would give us a paragraph to read and we had to write what we thought that paragraph meant and stuff. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, just looking at what my kids have to do in school, even though they're homeschooled, just looking at the stuff, they don't teach them that. They don't teach them to analyze anything for themselves of what they think it means. It's pretty much of, okay, this is what this means. I need you to write what you read.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
read? Okay. That's it.
Yeah, like I remember in school having to work hard and reading that thing, you know, those paragraphs multiple times just to make sure I was understanding what it was to me. Not what the teacher told me what was, but what it meant to me.
Yeah.
And see, it, like you were saying, it's no longer critical thinking or even just thinking for yourself. And this is something that I see, and it's 100% in occult groups now too. And it's really sad because I've been doing a lot of research on the occult, looking at people who practiced in like the 80s and before, and there was so much, what's the word? Everybody had their own mind. Like they there was no group thinking. Now it's like, okay, if you belong to a group. Yes. And now it's like, if there's a group that you belong to, all of a sudden that entire group has to agree on everything, or you are a fucking traitor. You're, you know, you get shunned, you get canceled, all of these things. And it's like, you have to understand no group is a monolith.
There's no more healthy people, debate.
Whether we're talking race and Black people, or whether we're talking sexuality, so on and so forth, like all of these things, spirituality and whatever branch of that, like it's literally any group. Nowadays, every single group has to group together and be like, okay, this is what every single person here believes. And if anything is said against this, you are not one of us, and we're going to drag you through the mud.
Yeah, there's no...
Wow.
It is, because there's no more healthy debates or discussions. It's like, it's always someone trying to force their stuff down your throat to make you flip to their side. But like, I guess I remember when I was growing up, and even 20 years ago, if we didn't agree with someone, we would still sit there and have a conversation, so we could all discuss it and understand it. I mean, you can agree to disagree, but there was still healthy debates and conversation.
I am so glad you said that.
Yeah.
Actually, no. And this is why. This is actually something that the religious groups bring up when talking about when they're preaching against the occult and people who are going back to various pagan practices and various practices with multiple deities. Basically anything outside of what they consider the church, they will bring up how people leaving the church and such has actually caused more discourse, more divide, because, and this is what they're saying, this is not what I think. They're saying that back in the day when church was the norm and you went regardless of what you believed, because if not, your neighbors and shit would shun you, murder you, thinking you were a witch. Back then, that's what they were saying. They were saying that people got along better because you had to, because you were forced proximity, but they weren't. You were murdering people. Like you weren't getting along. You were just like, oh, hey, the lady in the back of the church in all black, we're going to burn her. Like, or we're going to drown her. We're going to set her house on fire.
Missed one sermon today.
You weren't getting along. You were just in closer proximity treating these people like crap. But it is an argument that they bring up on a regular basis, saying that if you were to go back to that, there would have to be those uncomfortable conversations, and we would have to have more meetings of the mind because you're forced to interact with these people. Now, to some credit of the statement, a lot of times, if you look back, even families, it is a lot more common to like cut off family nowadays. Yeah. People are bigger on mental health care and stuff. And so they're like, if it's bad for your mental health, cut them off. If it's your mama, oh, well, if it's your granddad, they don't care. They really want you to hold people more accountable. And to an extent, I really do agree. But also, I think we actually discussed this on the show a little bit. I had like a big fallout with one of my closest family members and didn't talk to her for a while because our political differences had caused us to get in a fight. And I was just like, fine, I don't want to be your niece anymore.
Right.
I just, you know, and it was a problem. But then it's like, look, I know this person, and I know this person outside of their political beliefs, and I know how they treat people on an everyday basis. I know them. So at some point, you have to have those critical thinking skills to be able to be like, okay, I know that this is why they're saying this. And if we have a discussion and come to an understanding, I feel like their mind will change because they're simply misinformed.
Yeah.
And really aggressive about it. And that's exactly what happened. Like we, months later, had a discussion.
And I do really think though what Mountain Gypsy said about healthy debate, I do think that that is another art or skill that has been lost.
Yes.
And because you see it on social media, you know, I just experienced it not that long ago. Somebody did a post on something. And honestly, the subject matter is irrelevant. I think it was about Lucifer and Christianity and blah, blah, blah. And somebody wrote her opinion. She said something to the effect of anybody that believes, I can't even remember what she said, but she had a very strong opinion about the post. I responded to it. And my response, I didn't disagree with her. I said, possibly, yes or no. And I explained, you know, the different circumstances were, yeah, you're right. If it was their circumstance, another circumstance, it actually is, you know, irrelevant, doesn't really have to do with that. And she got defensive. People get defensive when you make a comment on their opinion. They want to just be able to leave an opinion and walk away. Like, mic drop, I just said my piece and I'm going off. And she got snippety. And I responded to her, and I was actually quite proud of myself because I didn't go off on her. But I responded to her. I said, I realize that's your opinion and I'm responding to your opinion. I actually think this is a really good discussion because I'm sure there are a number of other people that are reading our comments and it's going to be up to them to decide what they want to believe or give them something else to think about. And then she no longer responded after that. And she didn't respond to that. But the point being is that, you know, social media has brought about...
People nowadays don't know how to respond to somebody who knows how to have civil discourse and hold actual conversations. We live in a time where echo chambers are the only thing.
Yeah.
And seeing that's why, like, when I met you guys, I felt so good because I was so used to just having conversations and discussing even differences and everything. Because, I mean, my friends and I were kind of boring, but that's what we did Friday nights in high school. We would get drunk and sit there and have like the, you know, freaking Greek mythology, you know, conversations. We would actually have like deep freaking philosophical conversation in high school.
This is really random, but a drunk study session sounds so fun to me. I really am a dork.
It used to be so fun because that's what we would do. We would go hang out at my cousin's house or his little apartment outside his grandma's. And like, you know, we would just sit there and get drunk and high and just have philosophical conversations and debates. And like, it never got out of control because we were all trying to learn from each other and understand everything in life, you know, but we're kind of weird, but you know, I miss things like that where you would just sit around and trying to understand each other and learn from each other, not sitting there telling everybody to go fuck themselves because they didn't believe or understand what you believed in.
Hey, do you guys remember back in the day when it was not cool to be a follower?
Right? Don't be a poser.
When it was not cool to be a follower.
Yeah, totally remember
now,
that.
Now everybody
I still think it's not cool to be a follower. So I had to
But we actually do now live in a time where the popular thing is to be like everybody else, to just blend in and be the exact same.
To be
whatever your group is, you want to be just like the rest of them. And I'm just like, why?
I mean, just general boring.
Are you guys keeping an eye on our comments, by the way?
A little bit, yeah.
If we have any. Okay, just want to make sure. Just not ask because
I've been talking.
I don't, because I'm bad at that.
Oh,
So I trust was mostly, you all.
It was mostly people saying hi, and then like me and Clyde saying we'll beat somebody's ass, and you know, the norm.
Yeah. But it is true. Like, there's so many followers of everything. Like, everybody has to be cookie cutter cutouts these days.
But so going back to, you know, the subject, you know, spiritual warfare. Is spiritual warfare, is it real? Is it happening? I think it's always been happening.
It's never
I
don't not
think there's been ever it's never not been happening. I think it's just has a new and different face today. But I think that if you but to hide your head in the sand and think that you are not someone's enemy in the terms of a type of war, you know, I think is being really naive. And
if you nobody think you says, being nice to them is going to make them stop, you should check their track record.
Right? Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. It has a new face, a new playing field, new ways to get out there. You know, they're using celebrities and social media to do it. So, I mean, it's just, it had a facelift. There you go.
And some people are caving in. And again, I'm not here to judge them because there's different reasons. I mean, like I have openly confessed to that on some, you know, documents that I still put myself as Catholic because I don't want to deal with it, you know, and I don't care what you think about me, you know, if that's what it's going to take to protect myself in that particular situation, I'm going to do it. Go ahead and make fun of me. I don't give a rat's ass.
So for the longest time, I did the same too.
If they got to do what they got to do, I hope for them that they haven't really done it and that they're just, you know, just playing along with it so that they can stop getting whatever harassment they may be getting. But it's sad that it's come to that. It really is sad that it's come to that.
Yeah, it is. But
something to keep in mind, too, for the practitioners listening for a second. Remember that this is not going to be our first battle with persecution. The occult has
not going to be the last.
Yeah, it's like it there's waves, and first of all, that's just history. Everything is a cycle. We've talked about what time is, you know, like if we're talking astrology, everything comes in periods, and so yeah, like, and we felt it for a while. We knew that this was going to come to a head. It isn't there. But it's going to get worse before it gets quiet again. But again, this is kind of the result of, why didn't you just shut the fuck up? You could be into whatever you want to be into. You don't have to be loud and proud about it. I know that sounds weird coming from somebody with a podcast, but again, this is kind of, basically this isn't what we do when we go to the mall. Or if we're at our 9-to-5, we're not in there, you know, mixing fucking spell oils and shit at our desk on lunch break.
No. Or introduce ourselves as, hi, I'm Bella Luna. I have a podcast. Want to listen to it?
Yeah. It's like, you really have to like find us authentically. We don't pay for ads. We like the fact that you people are here right now is mind blowing because we don't pay for ads. Like all of this, you know,
me putting the social media stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's been, and the thing is, like, we don't even do a lot of social media. We do like the bare minimum social
media. I make sure the ads are up so you know what the hell's going on and when to come to the live, and that's about it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're here, you got here authentically. We've had very few fad people show up in our stuff, and when we do, they don't stick around too long because we're just not those people. But a message to you guys who are practitioners, if you like, we're not bringing this as a subject to like scare you. It's, you know, we're big on information. These are just things you need to know. Not to mention, you know, it was years ago when we were talking about somebody in Texas got attacked outside of an occult store. So like physically. So this isn't new. We've been telling you guys, but the fact that it is in more and more news articles and it's in more and more discussions and the Pope is talking about it, like witchcraft is very much on everybody's mind. Everybody is well aware of it all the fucking time. And this is why we're always like, hey, shut the hell up. Keep it to yourself a little bit, because not everybody's going to accept you.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you make it that big, that loud, that popular, it's going to look even bigger, because a lot of the role players that aren't actually of the occult are out there drawing so much attention to it because they're not of the occult. They're of social media exploiting the occult.
Yeah. And I mean,
and then
to your point, they're young,
too. A lot of people are like, oh, they're coming after our kids with this. And it's like the same thing. They use that argument for a lot of things nowadays, but we're not going to go there right now.
But I mean, like,
sitting in every generation.
Yeah, I'm like, to your and point,
it's always, oh, the kids. Like, nobody wants your kids. Nobody
I'm like, to the point of you kids. Saying us in public, you're not going to know anything about us in public. You're not going to see us in public like that. Me, myself, I just look like an almost 39-year-old fucking child because I wear
cartoons. Put that in. Almost. And almost.
Ooh, we almost. Do have a good comment, though.
Because I'll be 39 at the end of the month. So I guess I had to throw.
What's the comment?
So Jerry says, I hope I'm saying your name correct, too. So Jerry says, I am beginning to see spiritual warfare, especially this segment, being discussed as a blind force that has always been there. I am not sure how one would apply it, though. Well, again, this is how I see it. Everything comes in, it's very circular. It's like, okay, like if you're into astrology and you actually analyze history with it, you'll see the cycles of, okay, stuff is building, stuff is happening, stuff is decompressing. That's the cycle. So if you look at history, you'll see where tensions build, wars happen, things get quiet. It's the same concept in this. Basically, witchcraft gets super popular. It's building up energy. It's becoming more aware. People are like, hey, what's that? Then the opposition's like, hey, what's that? And they get aggressive back. And then boom, the war happens. And the real people, some people are going to jump ship. Some people are going to switch sides. People are going to get hurt. And then the people that are left are going to be fucking quiet about it for a while. And that's the cycle.
Yes.
That's the cycle. It gets popular and builds. It finds its opposition, blows up. And then what's left, they're scared because they don't want to deal with being fought all the time. It gets quiet again and it goes back underground. It goes back to the occult where it belongs. And that is exactly why, even if you're going to share information, nobody's saying don't share information, but be careful, be quiet, be, you know, cognizant of what you are sharing and what you shouldn't.
Well, and I think, you know, if I'd like to add to that, I think that is the point of why I think that it was a good topic to talk about, because no, we're not here to say do this, do that, or this is what you should do with it. But, you know, it's a hope that people will take that and have internal discussions with themselves on what does that mean for me? How does that affect me? You know, like I said, there's I see different things on social media. There's this group that we're in that both Brandy and I are in, and Clyde as well, where there's, you know, you have the usual set of people that, you know, I don't share, others who say, you know, I wear it on my forehead. Why shouldn't I share? Why, you know, why do I have to hide? Why do we give that power to them? You know, and you have to have that conversation with yourself. Is it worth it? Why do you truly feel the need to share? And I'm not, you know, trying to call out a pagan or a witch or something. I mean, really and truly, you know, same thing with a Catholic or a Christian or a Hindu. You know, why do you feel like you need to stand on a mountaintop and yell to everybody that you're Christian and you believe this? Why do you feel that need? So you know, why do you feel the need? Is it just to say that you can, that you're just mad at the fact that that you feel that you have to stay constrained and quiet because of how others may perceive you, and maybe you resent that? I don't know. What I'm saying is, think about that. Why do you resent that?
Also,
you know, maybe some of this is shadow work. Let me just finish this thought. The point being is that it's not for us to tell you what to do. It's more to remind you that this is always going on. Don't fool yourself. Don't be naive. And don't say it's 2023, everything's fine now. This is a message. We have actually given this message pretty much from day one. This is not new. This just happens to be a whole episode on it.
Right?
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, my bad. I spoke too much.
Wait, no, that wasn't it. You were saying, and before you come to a response with her question, and about why do you need to tell people this is what I believe, a lot of people who of any spirituality, whether it's something to do with witchcraft or paganism or the main world religions, a lot of them really do feel like, oh, this makes me and my life feel so much better, so I want other people to experience that. Now, I understand that, but that is so personal. Why can't some things just be personal? And also, there is a big difference between sharing what you believe just so somebody else knows it and trying to suggest to them that they take that on as well. Because me and my husband and me and my friends can have discussions because we're from different walks of life. I know people who are root workers. I know people who are like religious, like real religious, and then I know people that are just non-religious, and we can all have discussions about what we believe, because when we're having those discussions, it's more just about the information, like, hey, what do you feel about this situation, or what would you do in like, what are your beliefs on how to handle these situations, more so than, hey, guess what I believe, and guess what I think you should also believe. You know, it's never, this is what I believe, so you have to think it too.
Exactly.
Some of it, I think, honestly, is just letting go. You know, letting go and trust. Put your trust in others, not for you, but put your trust in others for them to do what they have to do for themselves. We are all on this earth right now because we are all going down our own individual spiritual journey.
Yeah,
we are going to either come across the truths that we need to see, experience what we need to see, or we may not, but that's our own journey. You've got your, and I'm not saying to be hyper-focused on yourself and just think about yourself, but understand that, you know, it's not our job to proselytize and expose others. If they want to ask, of course. I mean, like, we're doing this, you know, we do this, we talk about stuff, we make the videos, we don't force people to watch them. If somebody's interested, it's there. But, you know, it's trust others to
not
go
that any
down
of us are
their
trying
own journey.
To, like, push anything like that. We all believe different shit. We couldn't possibly come together and try to make you believe one thing because none of us agree.
But I kind of parts of me feel like a bit of a poster child for that, because look, I was born and raised in a hardcore Catholic family. You know, you guys have heard me talk about my cousins who are, they are religious fanatics.
Yep.
To this day, they are. And I'm not going to go into major detail about that, but between the usual church stuff, this is not just go to church every Sunday. I mean, these hardcore people, you know, we would do novenas for like literally all through the night, go over the house just to do that. And there was a point, you know, where I had been visited by Church of Latter-day Saints. and was really interested in their stories. And I remember that they, and this happened, it was like in my early 20s, okay, really, really early 20s. And they're like, want you to pray about it and see if this is really for you, because we don't want you to come to our church if it doesn't feel right for you. And let me tell you, you know, I went through, like, I fasted, I stayed up all night, really, because I wanted to be serious. I mean, I was already, you know, doing witchcraft and stuff, but, you know, they were saying some really important things. I was revisiting the things that my family had been telling me, you know, questioning myself, what am I doing? And at the end of that 24-hour period, I absolutely did come to a realization that no, Catholicism is not for me. No, the Church of Latter-day Saints is not for me. No, any religion is not for me. I just do not believe it. I know where my beliefs are. I went down my own path, and they didn't come proselytizing to me. Actually, it was my husband at the time, my ex-husband at the time. Well, my ex-husband now, who actually asked them to come over. So it was all sought information. They came, gave the information, and I came to the conclusion that that was not for me. Point being is that, you know, people are going to have to go walk their own paths to either come to their to come to their own conclusions. And you know what? Maybe they won't ever come to their own conclusions, and that's where the next life comes in. But let go and trust that people are going to go down their journeys the way that they need to.
Exactly. I mean, I live by the advice my great-grandmother used to give me was, you don't speak about politics or religion because that destroys relationships, even the best of them.
That's true, though.
Right. I don't know. Me and my husband talk about everything. Politics.
Oh, like that, like, I didn't mean like between, you know, like when you're in a gathering. Like my grandmother used to tell us.
Like in a social situation. Yeah.
Yeah, in social situations. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Of course I wouldn't know. I'm never in those.
She used to prep us for like big family things and be all, remember, we don't talk about religion or politics.
I don't do social events.
So I just live by that. If you don't, if
now
I'm in a
social... Now I'm nervous to do one.
Oh my goodness. You can talk about the weather and your garden and all that other stuff. Just don't talk about those two things.
I'm not big on social events either, but if I do find myself in that situation, you know, where those kinds of conversations come up, I just bow out.
Me too.
If
I walk away.
If I'm physically there, I'll walk away. If it's like online or something, I just mute myself.
Yeah, I walk away. And I've had to do that a lot living up here, like going from one thing to another. And I've had to do that a lot with my in-laws, like, I gotta go over there real quick. The kids need me. I'm just like,
well, because again, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's my opinion. I have no desire nor need to convince you of my opinion. And I have no interest in what you have to say about my opinion. If I did, then I might pull you aside, but not in this group of people where most of yours are, you know, strangers or acquaintances to me.
Exactly. But yeah.
Well, do we have any other comments or anything else we have to speak about? Yes?
We did have one.
Yes.
Jerry said, I think we just gravitate to your channel's great energy and good advice. And I love
that's awesome. You. I love that.
That I love. That I want to hang on my wall.
That makes us, that made my day.
I really did. Yeah. That was really, really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, does anybody have any last words of wisdom?
No, I would love to just drop a gem, but to be real, I am starving. I want to go eat. So follow us on Patreon. All of our links are in the same place they always are, down below.